This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, December 26. The market was closed yesterday for Christmas with cattle trading news from Friday on the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Virginia McGathy.
That USDA report revealed there were more cattle placements, catching traders a bit by surprise, kind of gave back yesterday's gains and more. Interestingly, the market opened higher and actually traded higher before the sellers came in and pressed this market lower, and it kind of revealed exactly that the bearish news just could not hold the market up. Feeders also had the pull back. Certainly the on-feed report really sent the futures lower, and we have to watch out for other bearish news that some of the traders feel is not factored in, and that's really coming out of the Texas area. They feel that some of those placements haven't really been figured into the market, and if that's the case, that could press the market a little bit lower.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday down 2.25 at 425. March corn was down 0.75 at 352.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for December ended the day unchanged, ranging from 511 to 530. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for December were down 2, ranging from 572.25 to 582.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for December were down 5.25, ranging from 731.75 to 746.75. Live cattle for December were up 20 cents at 119.80. And January feeder cattle were down 137.5 at 141.80. December Class 3 milk was down a penny at 15.43.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.